The war in the Middle East is in its seventh day. Essential aspects were covered in my Tribune Sunday magazine article titled, Rising Lion, True Promise. The Israel-Iran Shadow War goes hot on 15th of June. As discerned, from eliminating Iran's ability to acquire nuclear weapons and to facilitate regime change in Tehran, the U.S.-Israel nexus now demands unconditional surrender of the Islamic Republic. Israel reckons nuclear weapons in the hand of clerics would continue to pose it an existential threat. Therefore, removal of both is an imperative. IDF's current targeting strategy of killing almost the entire Iranian military, leadership, and important political, religious leaders and scientists, its wide-ranging attacks on infrastructure, its operations against Iranian military facilities, in addition to nuclear installations at Natanz, Fordo, Bushehr, IR-40, Arak, and elsewhere, are aimed at achieving these dual objectives. Tel Aviv reckons Iranian regime stands on shaky grounds due to prolonged sanctions, poor economic performance, political unrest, and degradation of its regional clout and proxy potential. Hence, persistent operations would lead to the regime change, but before that, nuclear potential has to be taken out. For this, Israel had been shaping the environment for years through military and diplomatic coercion, assassinations, cyber attacks, and degradation of Iran's 3H, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Houthi proxies through relentless overt and covert military, cyber, and sabotage operations. Mossad has deep ingress at sensitive levels of the Iranian state and society, as substantiated by the recent assassinations of Iranian scientists and military, religious political leaders, not deemed possible without human or human intelligence. However, Israel cannot go it alone without substantial support from its key allies, the US, UK, and France. Militarily, to take on the deeply burrowed Fordo fuel enrichment plant, for example, IDF lacks bunker-busting munitions like the GBU-43/B, GBU-57, and the transporting bombers. It is also dependent upon its limited number of KC-707 air-to-air refuelers to enable IF's F-15 leaders, F-16, and F-35 fighter jets to target Iran during some 3,000 kilometers of round trip. The U.S. may join the war to compensate for Israeli shortfalls, and has been repositioning its military, air, as well as naval assets in the theater. From messaging to posturing to shooting war, parties have room for diplomacy under coercion. Netanyahu from day one was desperate to suck the U.S. into this war. That outcome might leave Iran badly bruised but determined and hostile. Tehran's nuclear program retarded, not eliminated but capped, and power within Iran rearranged.